This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. American and Afghan forces are on the offensive just before Afghanistan's next election. Afghan security forces say they killed a number of insurgents over the weekend, and the U.S. military has been searching along the border with Pakistan. Reporter Jonathan Landay recently spent 5 days with the U.S. military along that eastern border. He's senior national security correspondent for Knight Ridder, and he joins us on the phone from Afghanistan. Jonathan, can you describe where you were and what you saw?
At first, the Taliban would try and take the Americans head on in these fairly large encounters, and they would get chewed to bits, basically. They suffered very heavy casualties in face-to-face standoffs with the Americans. So they've adjusted their strategy, and they've actually now adopted basically a classic guerrilla strategy and are waging a classic guerrilla war where they're using hit-and-run attacks, ambushes, laying mines, firing rockets, and then basically melting back into the local population, stashing their weapons in haystacks, in wells, in the off-limit women's quarters of these the compounds that dot these incredibly remote valleys and these incredibly rugged mountains. And it's become a deadly game of cat and mouse. As one of the commanders of one of the units I was with said, he said, you know, this is a straight-up war.
I should mention we're talking about operations that have passed, so perhaps you're in a position to say something about the detail of the operations. How many Americans are in a unit that are sweeping into one of these villages? Is it a large unit or is it a relatively small one?
Well, actually, in Zabul province, there are only about 900 Americans and about 800 members of the newly minted Afghan army for an area that basically is comparable to the size of Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island combined, in one of the most hostile, rugged, remote environments I've ever seen anywhere. We're talking about mountains thousands of feet high, plunging valleys, these incredible cascades of boulders and gullies and ravines in which the Taliban can hide and do hide. When the patrols go out and they don't actually physically come across the Taliban, they can always hear them. They monitor their radio conversations. The Taliban have lookouts way high up in mountain caves and crevices with walkie-talkies who try to keep track of the American troop movements, who actually try to keep track of American aircraft movements over very long stretches of long distances, and kind of like this early warning system, if you would, and relay messages to each other.
Last month, 19 U.S. military personnel were killed in Afghanistan. We're told that in the last several days, another 7 American troops have been killed. Does the conflict seem to be intensifying?
The conflict doesn't seem to be getting any better, let's put it that way. Despite the fact that the Americans have been taking the fight to the Taliban in their most remote enclaves for quite a long time now, the Americans are keeping them busy, if you would, in these very remote enclaves, but the Taliban is seemingly able to operate. They've killed, within the last 5 months or so, more than 800 Afghan officials, police, soldiers, aid workers, civilians. They've taken some of the pages out of the book of the Iraqi insurgents, and that they've been cutting people's heads off. There's a report today that they've kidnapped a Lebanese man who was apparently part of a road construction project. And so arguable that while the Americans may be killing large numbers of Taliban in these fights in the mountains, that it is not diminishing the energy of the insurgency. And beyond that, American commanders will acknowledge that they expect the violence to get worse the closer the country gets to the elections on September 18th.
Jonathan Landay, a senior national security correspondent for Knight Ridder. He's now in Kabul. Jonathan, thanks very much.
My pleasure.